Hey there, you okay?
Hi, yes.
Thank you so much for coming on to speak to the community. How are you doing, firstly?
Doing
How are you?
great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You are more than welcome. Just for our community who doesn't know about the amazing things that you guys are doing, are you able to just give a brief explanation just about yourself and everything that you guys are doing at the happy hour?
Sure. Absolutely. Yes. My name is Clara Belden, and I am the owner and founder of the Happy Hour. We are a mental wellness studio based in Nashville, Tennessee. And we just make it really approachable, accessible for people to work on their mental health. Whether they're just beginning, whether they've been in therapy for a long time, we really have different levels of therapists and coaches, energy practitioners that can meet people exactly where they are in a moment. We also make it super easy to sign up. We try to say that it's just as easy to work with a therapist as it is to go to a yoga class.
I like that. I like that a
Yeah.
lot. Regarding, so you say a studio, for everyone who doesn't know what you mean by that, are you able to just go into a bit more detail?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are actually a physical bricks and mortar location. So part of the concept is to make mental health really approachable, right? So we wanted to have a physical location that is in a neighborhood that is, we are literally next to a yoga studio across from a park. There's shops around everything. So it really normalizes working on your mental health, right? Like you're going to grab a bite to eat and you're going to go to the happy hour to talk to your coach or therapist. That said, we know we're in 2023, so we also offer a lot of virtual options, a lot of virtual coaching. Some of our therapists can do telehealth across state lines. And so, also part of our concept is really community-based. So, getting people together after COVID, it was really important for people to actually be able to be in person with each other. And so, we do a ton of community groups and gatherings here in the studio, in the bricks and mortar space as well.
That's wonderful. And just regarding your, so you obviously you say you've got the local community with the bricks and mortar, which is fantastic. I love that, by the way. But then you have this wider network of being able to help people across the states. I imagine with it being coaching as well, you're able to help people internationally as well. Is that right?
Yes, coaches can help internationally, absolutely.
That's wonderful. And regarding the people that are local, do you find that any of them opt for virtual coaching, or do you find that the local people really want to come in person?
Yeah, I would say about 95% of people want to be in person.
Right.
We have done, we've really, really intentionally created this space so that even just being here takes your blood pressure down a couple notches. When you walk in, we've really focused on incorporating the five senses. So we've got a diffuser going, we've got beautiful artwork everywhere, you know, like your sight, taste, touch, smell, hearing are all enveloped right away. So you can really drop into the present moment. And people commonly are like, gosh, just sitting here is helpful. And so once people come in once, they prefer to come in person.
No, that's great as well. And we have a lot of followers on your side of America. For those people, obviously, it is an anxiety community. For those people who may be anxious about going somewhere new for the first time, what would your advice to them be if they want to come along?
Yeah, I think, obviously virtual is always a great option if taking that first step to physically be there is too much. You get to know your practitioner virtually and then maybe you build up to an in person if that's even an option for you. I also think, we are huge, huge believers and practitioners of mindfulness. On our Instagram, we have a ton of just simple mindfulness exercises that can really are, research-based and proven to lower your anxiety and stress levels. And so those are things that can really be done in the moment, in the car, on the way somewhere, whether it's to therapy or any place where you might have social anxiety, or any other kind of anxiety that can be practiced. We're big believers in practicing these things in 2 minutes or less. And so really looking at some of these super simple mindfulness activities to just help you get across that line.
And if you're able to just pick out a one of your top mindfulness techniques, which one would be your go-to one?
Oh yeah, so I find myself saying this over and over, but this phrase, stop, breathe, reflect, choose. And so you feel your physical heart rate start to go up or whatever your kind of cue is that, okay, I'm nervous here. Physically pause, stop what you're doing, take three deep breaths, because that automatically starts to lower your heart rate, lower your stress, takes you out of that fight or flight a little bit. So stop, breathe, reflect. All right, this is like a 2 second reflection. What am I afraid of right now? What is this feeling? Whatever the question is, you need to kind of understand what's going on with you and then choose. Okay, I'm going to intentionally choose to go into this place, or based on my reflection, I'm going to intentionally choose not to. Either is fine, right? Just as long as you are intentional about it, making that decision from a grounded state and not in a fight or flight state, which when we have anxiety, you're constantly in this fight or flight state. And as you know, our bodies don't know the difference between, okay, I'm anxious about walking into this room full of people, or I'm anxious because I'm being chased by a bear and my life is on the line.
No, I think that's really good advice, and it's good advice that you can really put in practice for any emotion. So, say if somebody reacts off anger, for example, I think putting that method in place would be really helpful for them. Yeah, and like you say, fight or flight, it's a tough place to be because our body really does believe that there's danger there. So it's the same response, but without the saber-toothed tiger in front of us. Is it just anxiety specifically that you guys deal with, or is it other mental health conditions as well?
Yeah, we do a whole range of mental health conditions. So anxiety is obviously a very common thing that we work on. Depression as well. We see a lot of people with burnout. Whether that's where Nashville's a big healthcare place, but we also see it with teachers, parents. Compassion fatigue is something that we've seen a ton of lately. So that's a lot again for those caretakers who are constantly giving to others and feeling themselves left depleted. So in therapy, we do that a lot of identity work as well. Our therapists are trained across DBT, CBT, EFT, all the things. And with coaching, what we see mostly is people who are feeling just kind of stuck, right? Like they may or may not have been in therapy, but they are finding themselves at a crossroads and they don't know what next step to take. So with coaching, we really focus on the here and now and forward goals. So we'll see people who are maybe not happy with their job and need help with career coaching, or we'll see people who are in a relationship that they're not really sure about and want help moving forward. We see a lot of people who want to start dating and they're like, I don't know how to do this. I've actually helped a bunch of people create their online dating profiles in a way that feels really authentic to them, and then being there with them to support them as they go out on their first or second date, and being a resource to reflect, okay, was this okay with me? Was this in line with my values? That sort of thing. We also, I personally, as a coach, work with people a lot on their finding their authenticity and their purpose in life. So a lot of people everywhere are, they work 40 plus hours a week and they're finding themselves really relying on their jobs for all of their purpose and their meaning. And by the time they come to me, they're not aligned with that anymore. So they're trying to dig into who am I without all of these, with all of these roles and labels that have been attached to me, and how can I live my life in
That what
alignment?
you said about coaching as well is that it's more in the present moment. So I guess that's why, obviously, why mindfulness, we know about being present within the moment, is a good technique to be used within coaching. And I love why you say coaching's more of a practical, isn't it? It doesn't have to just be you're dealing with anxiety. Let's look at your past. There is space for that with therapy and things like that. But I do like the angle of coaching because it's a practical way of looking at problems. And sometimes you just need that person who isn't related to you, that person who is outside the box and who has been through it maybe before. I always feel that coaches are very relatable to the people that they're helping. Regarding your own personal journey with anxiety. Have you ever dealt with anxiety yourself? If so, how did you get through it? And what would your number one tip be for someone who says, I just keep getting these anxious thoughts and all I want to do is get rid of them?
Well, I guess I'll start with my own relationship to anxiety. I could probably sit here and talk about that for the next 2 hours, so I'll try to give you the Cliff's Notes. But I think the most profound experience with anxiety for me was when I was leaving a job that I had put all of my purpose and meaning in life into. I had gone to business school. I had worked so hard to get this job. I finally got there. I loved it. And then I found myself finding all of my self-worth, all of my value based on attaboys, which just means like great job, pat on the back, right? Or getting good reviews from my bosses. And I was tending towards this perfectionism that was unattainable. And I put so much pressure on myself that I found myself one day giving a presentation and I out of nowhere couldn't speak. I was having a full-blown panic attack in a presentation to management. What's that?
Was that in the middle of the presentation?
In the middle of the presentation. Right. To all upper management. I was the lowest person there. And I knew I was stressed, but I didn't realize how much that I was a pressure cooker, right? Like I was on the cusp of just breaking. And so that really caused me, that experience caused me to take a really honest look at how I was spending my days. My relationships were falling by the wayside because I wasn't spending any time with anybody other than my job. And I found myself just so anxious that it was hard to do anything else. Right? It was hard to have relationships. It was hard to even just feel good. It was hard to sleep. And so I sought out a therapist who helped me tremendously. Even just that, I remember leaving the first session and it felt like I felt 5 pounds lighter. Just saying it in the open to somebody who had no objective other than to help me. Right? Like no skin in the game other than to help me be well. And so that would be my number one tip is to seek help. If coaching or therapy isn't for you, even talking to somebody about it, talking to somebody you really, really trust, just getting it off your chest, out of your body, and knowing that you're not alone, you're actually in the vast majority.
Yeah, that's 100% my top advice as well, because it really helped for me. When I was dealing with anxiety and like very similar dealing with panic attacks, it became a panic disorder. So they would occur a lot of the time out in public. But when I became anxious, I would just tell the person I was with next to me, hey, I'm feeling anxious at the moment. And what I would find was that was literally lifting the boulder off my back. And it was really helping to relieve the anxiety, and the reason being is anxiety is when we're thinking inwards, we're ruminating on the anxious thoughts and the physical sensation. So that's a great tip, and that's something that really helped me. And I think I would add as well journaling. If you feel like you can't speak to someone, because maybe everyone should speak to someone, but maybe somebody feels uncomfortable, even journaling your thoughts or how you're feeling can give you that same relief that you're just moving the attention from inwards outwards.
Absolutely. I'm a huge believer in the power of journaling. And something you said struck me as well, even just saying, hey, I've got it, I'm feeling anxious to the person sitting next to you. What I love so much about that too is because in doing so and being vulnerable, you're giving the person you say that to permission to do the same, right? That's likely true. Is they're going to be going through a hard time at some point. And because you've led with that and you've modeled that, they're like, okay, it's okay for me to say I'm not feeling great right now too.
Yeah, I remember when I first did that. You say you feel isolated, you feel alone, you feel like you're never going to recover. And I remember I opened up to someone in my work at the time, and they just said it back to me. They told me that they'd been dealing with anxiety, and we were really sharing stories and finding so much relatability in there. And from that conversation, that really did kickstart my recovery, because like you said, I realized that I wasn't alone. I realized that this is really, really common, and just everyone wasn't speaking about it. And that conversation was really a catalyst for the reason that I do everything I do now. So yeah, great advice. If you can speak to anyone, doesn't have to be a loved one, doesn't have to, it can be anyone, it can be a friend, someone you trust in work, therapy, like you say, a coach. You need to find the right person. I've got some questions from the community that I'd like to get into. The first one is, what type of mental health professionals do you have as staff at the Happy Hour, and what are their qualifications?
Sure. So we have a broad range. We have a medical director who is a psychiatrist, and he oversees all of us and is there as a resource for us. And then we also have so a bunch of different types of therapists. So we have licensed clinical social workers, licensed professional counselors, PhD as well, a psychologist. And then for coaching, we have all of it. So the certifications really differ in coaching, but all of us are certified holistic life coaches. And then I myself am also a certified sound practitioner. So I do a lot of sound healing as well with clients. And then we have an energy worker who is a healing touch certified practitioner.
I had my first in-person sound therapy last week. Yeah, it was incredible. It was really, really good. I've only ever done it virtually, which was a good experience. But in person, it just really hits the spot that much different, I personally believed. But yeah, really good for anxiety, really good at resetting the nervous system. It was really, really helpful.
Good. Yeah, I've loved it. I was a big user or consumer of sound healing and was so fascinated by how much it helped my anxiety that I had to learn more about it. So I went through a 200 hour training to learn about it and actually be able to do it as well.
That's wonderful. So regarding, it's great, the network that you guys have. So if, for example, let's just say I came to you guys, I said, I've got anxiety, I'm looking for a way out, I'm looking to use your services. Would I be assigned to one person, or would I be assigned to different ones? Because I can see that you've got different levels, different qualifications, different practitioners. How would that work for me?
So it can be different for every single person. We really believe that there's no one size fits all. So we would meet with you, probably start with either a therapist or a coach, depending on what was uncovered over a phone call. And then from there, you could try sound healing. You could try energy work, you know, whatever that complementary kind of mix would be. And we don't prescribe, like, you don't have to do a certain amount of each. You're really in the driver's seat. We will make recommendations for you based on what we believe is best for you. But really, the consumer is in control.
I love that as well. And I always say that, like you say, anxiety recovery first is not a one size fits all. What works for me might not work for the person next to me. But more importantly is that it's a multidisciplinary journey. So like you say, it's about incorporating the things that do work for you and really coming up with your own schedule, your own set of tools that's going to help you on your recovery. So I love that you really leave that open to the consumer for them to really fine tune the way out of recovery. The next question is, how do you ensure confidentiality and privacy for the clients during private sessions?
We obviously abide by all of the HIPAA laws. I don't know if they're the same in the UK as they are here, but they're really, really strict. You know, we go over all of the informed consents with the clients that they sign ahead of time. And then in that first session, the practitioner will also talk about confidentiality. All of our rooms are completely soundproof. We actually have extra flashing on the bottom of the door. to ensure for that. We have sound machines, and then we even have a private exit if people are a little bit more reserved and they don't want to see anyone else in the waiting room. We have a private exit that they can utilize as well.
I really like that. Can you tell me more about the format of group therapy sessions at the happy hour, how they're structured, and what topics are typically covered?
Yeah, absolutely. I love groups so much, and I wish we could do more of them, find them to be so powerful. But we have, again, such a wide range because we are trying to meet people where they are. Everyone is on such a different journey in their anxiety or whatever mental health conditions they're working with. So we have different topics such as grief and loss groups for people who have lost a loved one, a friend, whatever you might have experienced. And then we've got groups that are specific to, we're starting a DBT group, right? So really specific to mental health. And then we've got community groups as well, because something that we have found is that it, I believe, is a mental health condition is loneliness. Loneliness and isolation are huge. And so we've put together these groups that aren't really dealing with a specific mental health condition, but there'll be a book club where people can come get together and we'll do either a self-help book or a fun fiction book. People commune. We've got something called the Happy Hour Club, which is literally just people in the community coming together, going out. We plan fun things in the community. We've got a Slack channel for people to stay connected in between groups. So some of the groups like that, anybody can sign up for. We also are offering virtual groups as well. And then the more acute groups, like the grief and loss groups, people will apply, or we will refer one of our clients to them if we find them appropriate, because we really want to make sure that it's an appropriate mix of people that will be really effective for everybody.
So with the social groups you just mentioned before, do you specifically have to have a mental health condition, or could that be open to someone, say, who's new to the area and they just want to find a like-minded community?
Absolutely. Anybody can sign up for it and come in. One of my favorite groups we've done that is really, really connects people is called Finding Your True North. And it's basically a 5-week group where we just really dive into authenticity and meaning and purpose. And so the conversations that are had in that, people come in as strangers, and then by the end of the 5 weeks, they've had just these deep conversations, and you know, having somebody to facilitate it really just fosters that connection with people.
I imagine they end up being friends for life as well. Yeah,
some of them have.
What's the name of the group? Is there a specific name of the group?
So we've got a bunch of different groups that go on at all times. We're getting ready to start a few in the fall. If you go to our website, you'll be able to find them and follow us on social media as well. We're always announcing our new groups.
Wonderful. So the next question is, what specific mental health issues or concerns do your life coaches, so specifically the life coaches, what do they address, and how do they tailor the services to individual needs?
Yeah, so we work a lot with stress,
right.
A lot with burnout, a lot, particularly from careers. We work a lot with anxiety. So even though we're not going into the past of the root of where the anxiety came from, we have so many helpful tools that can help you be in the present moment, understanding what your fears are and things like that. A lot of identity, that's not a mental health condition, but people just not knowing who they are, which makes them feel depressed or anxious or unhappy. And so I would say those are probably the main things that we see in coaching.
No, I love that, what you say. So I love those different areas, because them areas that you mentioned that are not specifically anxiety, but I could imagine there could be anxiety provoking for some people. So I love that you're not just specifically zoning in on anxiety, and you're looking and exploring the other areas that are really, really important. And the last question from the community is, how do you create a comfortable and supportive environment for individuals seeking mental health services at the happy hour? Are there any unique amenities or features that sets your studio apart from a traditional therapy setting?
Yeah, that's a great question.
A little bit earlier, but if you want to just just delve a bit deeper into what they could imagine
sure.
if they were there, the door.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you walk in the doors, like I said, we really work to heighten your five senses right away. We've got diffusers in all of the rooms, so you get to pick which essential oil you want to diffuse during your session. The rooms are really cozy and beautiful and overlook a beautiful park, so it doesn't feel like a doctor's office No. at all. There's no offices. All of our offices are completely separate, so you just feel like you're in a cozy, almost like a cozy, I don't want to say home, but somewhere between a spa and a really nice house. but it feels comfortable. We also just, the way that our model is set up, you don't have to sign up 2 months in advance. We can get you in within a week, which is something that's really different than most therapy practices. So it doesn't.
Yeah, some people, even find it hard to find a therapist.
Yeah, there's such a big barrier to starting that a lot of people just don't. And so if you can just take out that wait time, that buildup of actually walking through the doors or signing, in on your telehealth appointment, that's a huge thing as well.
So do you guys have a vetting process, or is there a procedure that someone needs to go through before they are signed up? And is that just basically on the website?
There is no intake session. Your first appointment, you're already, you just sign up on the website, anybody can do it. And then you come in, you have your session, and you basically do the intake through your first session. But we really believe in having the guest be able to take something away. We don't want their first session just to be 60 minutes of asking basic form questions. So yeah, the answer is anyone can. If anyone is ever out of our scope, we have a whole process for that as well. If somebody needs a higher level of care, we spend the session doing kind of a consultation, figuring out where the next best place is for them, so that when they walk out, they've got a phone number, they've already made an email, they know where to go.
That's wonderful. You've got a great structure in place. Regarding what people have been asking, what's the name of the website? So if you can just let them know the name of the website, also your social media handle, and any other details that they may need to know.
Sure, yeah. So our website is thehappyhournash.com. So it's thehappyhournash, as in Nashville. .com, and our Instagram is thehappyhour_Nash, and we've also just created a profile on Insight Timer. If anyone likes to meditate through Insight Timer, we've got a few meditations up there. We are putting up a bunch of new sound healing, sound baths on there as well, so you can tune into that through Insight Timer, and we're just called The Happy Hour there.
Yeah, and to the community, whenever you're tuning into this, I definitely recommend the sound baths and sound healing from personal experience, and I'll definitely be delving more into that in the coming weeks. If you prefer to listen to this, this will be available on DLC Live in the next 72 hours. And just regarding, I think there was another question that I wanted to ask just before you went. Oh, that was it. So I know you've got the bricks and mortar in Nashville. Is there any plans of maybe expanding? It's just, I think it's a great business idea that you guys have done. So just wondering if in the future, maybe you have a plan of maybe opening any more?
That's the hope. Yeah. So we aren't actively opening any other locations right now, but my hope is that we will.
It'd be great to see them popping up everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, I would love it. That's the dream, is having it just be seeing a yoga studio, seeing a mental wellness studio down, in every.
Well, That just leaves me to say thank you so much for sharing everything you have with the community. I know they'll find it super helpful. We'll be popping this on the DLC Instagram straight away, and like I said, on DLC Live in the next 72 hours. And yeah, thank you for everything that you're doing. Continue doing it. And yeah, thanks for sharing with the community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Take care.
Bye.